tell me about this Freedom of Information Act request, because you spearheaded this drive. You got the information. Tell us about the shadow government.
Well, George, we've gotten about 1,000 pages. I filed a Freedom of Information Act with the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Now, that's SPP, like in Sam, Peter, Paul. And listeners can go and see SPP.gov, which is a government website maintained by the Department of Commerce. Now, when Jim Gilchrist and I wrote Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, we could not figure out why President Bush would not secure our borders. We know there are Hezbollah terrorists that came across our borders. They're in federal prison. They had been set up in Dearborn, Michigan, and they were sending money back to Hezbollah in Lebanon. And so what the experts that we interview in the book kept telling us was we have to look at the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which was declared by President Bush and Vincente Fox and Canada's Paul Martin in Waco, Texas, after their summit meeting on March 23, 2005. And that led to this SPP.gov in the Department of Commerce with some 20 working groups. And now, George, we've gotten the first 1,000 pages of this Freedom of Information Act request fulfilled. What we put on WorldNetDaily.com today is that this is a shadow government. We have Department of all the departments you could mention. We list them in the article: energy, food and agriculture, health, e-commerce, transportation, environment, financial services, Department of State, Department of Homeland Security,
Jeez.
Department of Commerce. They have shadow departments which combine Mexican and Canadian comparable government officials in their various comparable departments. They're meeting as what's called an SPP working groups, and their agendas are to rewrite our U.S. administrative law under the terminology of integrating and harmonizing it into new law, where Canada and Mexico are sitting at the table with our bureaucracy and rewriting our laws in a shadow government to integrate a North American law superseding U.S. administrative law. And Congress has not approved this. There's no oversight. There's no treaty. There's no law. And the American public have been kept in the dark. It's really a shocking story, George.
Jerry, is this going to be much like the European Union, or is it going to be even more drastic?
Well, the intent is to, exactly right, George, to evolve NAFTA, which started out as a free trade agreement, just like in Europe, started out with a steel and coal agreement in the 50s after the Treaty of Rome, and it evolved into a European common market and then into a full-fledged government, the European Union, with its own court, its own executive, and its own legislature, all of which have supremacy over the various European countries involved in the European Union. And here, the plan, and in fact, shockingly, what's going on is, it's almost like an executive branch coup d'etat, because our executive agencies under President Bush have already created the shadow, branches of government, the Department of Transportation with its own shadow version that's a Mexican-Canadian-American version that is issuing memorandum of understanding and new agreements that supersede the U.S. agreements in those various areas, and it's comprehensive, ranging from e-commerce through just about every major policy area you can think of, agriculture, health, even steel, oil, environment. You name it, George, there's a working group, there's a shadow government now rewriting U.S. law, and the American public does not know about it.
What's the timetable for implementation, Jerry?
Well, it appears, George, that from the documents we've uncovered, including the Council on Foreign Relations document, building a North American community, the intent is to have the institutional part of the shadow government put into place by 2010. So that's basically 4 years from now, that we'll begin to develop a bank that will be involved in the Mexican development, a Congress that will supersede on the North American Union level, the U.S. Congress, a court which will take the NAFTA Chapter 11 tribunals and expand them to a court that supersedes the U.S. Supreme Court, and even a North American Union executive that should end up superseding the U.S. presidency.
Jerry, in this entire situation, and it really is mind-boggling, one thing to look for would be infrastructure change, the ability to travel easily between the three countries that may end up being part of this North American government. What do we know about that, a changing infrastructure?
It's an excellent question, George. In the first article on WorldNet Daily today, if you click, go down a bit, and you'll see that we have an organizational chart listed. When you click that, you'll see that there is a transportation working group combining Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And then this morning, it just got posted about 10 minutes ago on the website. You'll be able to see we have a second article, which is the shadow agency to issue North American border passes. And George, what this working group on transportation has done is next year, in 2007, trusted travelers in Canada, Mexico, and the United States are going to be issued North American biometric border passes that will allow, say, 30 million Mexicans, whatever, you know, millions of Canadians, to come across our borders and be legally here as trusted North American travelers. It'll be like taking a credit card, George, and sweeping it through a credit card checkout in a grocery store. You'll be into the United States. You won't be an illegal alien. You'll be a trusted North American traveler because the shadow government under SPP.gov has issued you a biometric North American Union border pass.
What about voting? Assuming this happens, what about voting? I mean, will people in Mexico vote for a U.S. president? Will people in Canada vote for a U.S. president? Will we vote for a Canadian prime minister? How is all this going to work, Jerry?
Well, even there, George, you're exactly right. The beginnings have started. The Mexicans, citizens who are in the United States, and there are millions, in the past Mexican election were allowed to vote in the Mexican election. And movements are going on right now in the United States to allow illegal aliens to vote in U.S. elections. So the infrastructure is set up to begin allowing, wherever you are, to vote in the elections, both in, say, the United States and Mexico, or the United States and Canada. And ultimately, George, I think what the plan of the Council on Foreign Relations and Robert Pastor, who is the vice chair of that group, a professor at American University, who I've been calling the father of the North American Union, he's been writing extensively about this for 10 years and has developed most of the intellectual infrastructure for it, will even ultimately have a North American Union chief executive that voters in all three countries will vote for, very similar to the way the European Union is structured to have a president of the European Union. We'll have a president of the North American Union.